The dog won't shut up. He's been out front barking his head off in the yard. All the neighbors' dogs are going wild. It's been like this for days. I've been having terrible trouble keeping the kids away from the door as well. They don't understand why we can't go outside. Why they can't go trick-or-treating tonight. I feel like our dog barking out in the yard alone might not have been enough to make me feel so fearful. Maybe I wouldn't have lost it, even with all the dogs in the whole block going wild. Let's acknowledge that possibility for a moment. The idea that I might have been able to deal with it. When I saw what happened to Taylor Roberts, my neighbor across the street, that was more than enough to stay inside. He went out to try to calm down his own dog. He seemed almost excited at the idea of doing it, but that changed very quickly. I watched it rip him open. Took him down with a bite to the Achilles tendon. Even from across the street, I could see the tendon snap and spring back into his calf like a dark rubber band. And the dog was on him, driving its snout into his stomach, tearing into his intestines. It ripped them out and dragged them across the yard by them like they were bundles of knotted up ropes. The dog shook his head wildly. Its mottled and matted fur became spattered further like a Jackson Pollock painting, a gray, furry background with a fresh splatter of dark crimson. Matthew comes slowly back downstairs and I sigh.
What if we just go out the back door, Dad? We can still make trick-or-treating then, right? And then we'll be safe,
he asks. He's been dressed in a skeleton costume since he woke up this morning. He's been crying for the past 3 hours. Every time the crying stops, I know he's come up with another way to try to convince me to change my mind. When I say no, he just starts crying again. God damn it, Matthew. For the last time, we're staying inside, I said. I didn't mean to be so harsh, but this was the fifth time he asked since 11 this morning. He isn't listening. We aren't going trick-or-treating. We can't go out there. I don't know if we can ever go out there again. I can't stop looking through the blinds at the neighbor's dogs, barking wildly. Some have cats pawing at the door, mewing to be let inside, scratching with disjointed and broken limbs, begging for their milk. I understand why Taylor was so excited to see his dog come home. Baxter only ran away last week. They never could find him. He was, at long last, finally home. Looks like a car drove over Baxter. His skull's collapsed, and at least one of his legs is broken. I want to get away from the windows, stop staring, but it's too unnerving. I have to look. It's like watching a train wreck. I can't stop looking at my own dog. His fur is gone in patches. His eyes are gray and cloudy. He stares back at me inside, snarling, barking his head off. Caked from snout to tail in mud. Well, it looks like blood. Julie looks out the window next to the door.
Daddy's rocket, Julie says. He must have found his way all the way back from the farm he moved to. Can we just bring him in?
Of course, that's what I told him. I couldn't tell him Rocket was very sick. How do you explain euthanasia to a 4 or 6-year-old? Even if I could explain about Rocket, how am I going to explain to them how every dead pet on the block has come back? I can't even explain it to myself. No, I said a bit more calmly. For the last time, get away from the door.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for watching tonight's video. Because this is October, I'm going to make this nice, short, and sweet. If you'd like to help support the show or the podcast, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. If you'd like to get yourself some new Halloween and creepypasta-inspired tees, you can head over to etsy.com/shop/ivorymonocletee. And if you want to catch me, Creeps McPasta, and Mew during our live Halloween tour around the southern U.S., head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. Hang on to your hats, kids, because this year is a 31-day Halloween countdown. Happy Halloween and sweet dreams.